Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Ayin Hey. We're beginning in the middle of Ayin Hey Adam Aleph, right plop in the middle at the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us, HaOmer Lishtof, a man says to his wife, and we had this previously, this is Chazara, Kol HaNedarim, he says, any vows, Shetidori, that you're going to make me, Kan, he's going off on a business trip, and he says to his wife, any vows that you're going to make while I'm away on this business trip, they should all be considered already mekuyam. So, lo amar klum. The Mishnah tells us you can't do that. Everybody is in agreement, even Rabbi Eliezer, who's going to argue with the Chachamim in the second part of the Mishnah, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you can't be mekayim a neder before it occurs. Now, the Ran over here points out a couple of things in the Dibur Maskel, Homer Li Ishto, Vuchule, and he says, May Osa Shah She'etze Mikan. He's saying that the minute I leave from here, not from right now, he's still going to be here for another few days. And he says, when I leave on this business trip, from that point in time, I wish these to either be Mekuyim, or the second part of the mission will be, I wish these to be Mufar, they should be revoked. And he says, that should occur, Ad She'ovo Mimokum Ploni, until I return. So why didn't he say from right now? So the Ran says, Behainu Diktoni Mikan, Viloktoni Miyom Zeh. He didn't say from today, but he says from the point in time, Mikan, from the point that I leave, Ad She'ovo Mimokum Ploni, until I return. So he's saying, specifically, Fishein Daito El Miyom Shiyetze Mikan. He means the day that I leave on my business trip and not from today, which is a couple of days before he leaves on the business trip. Now, why not? Mishum Hachi, Lo Mefer Lo Mehashta. The reason why he doesn't want to go and be Mefer from today, which according to Rabbi Eliezer, which would work, according to the Kiyum, wouldn't make any difference because you can't do it for the future. But the Hafara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is going to work, as we've learned previously, and we'll learn again in a moment, is because the Chayshidim, or really should be the Chayish, as it says in Ozvav and Nagos Tziyunim, because the person is saying, listen, between now and when I leave, Dilma, Bodo, Etzlo, while I'm still with her, Tidor Nidorim, Sheyirtse, Bikiyuman. Maybe she's going to make an edit that I'm actually going to want to have. And therefore, that's why he says, it's only from the day that I leave on my business trip. Okay, in any event, everybody agrees, Lo Amar Klum, in a situation where he's being make him something, he's trying to be Makayim, to say, yes, that your Nidorim should work. They shouldn't be able to be revoked. They should go into effect. Everyone is masking that doesn't work. However, if he says, Harei hei mufarim, if they should be revoked from the day that I leave on the business trip until the day I come back, any nedarim that you make should be revoked automatically, Rabbi Eliezer says that works. Rabbi Eliezer amar mufar. They, in fact, can be considered mufar. Whereas the Chachamim omrim ain't a mufar, as we learned previously, and here's where the Chachamim said it in the Mishnah, they say that it doesn't work when you're dealing with something in advance. You can't revoke something in advance. Now, there was another Ran here. Why didn't it work for Kiyum? And why does Rabbi Eliezer say it works for Hafara, even though it doesn't work for Kiyum? So the Ran explains that Daf Golinin Hafara, only in regards to Hafara, do we have the Machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. In that situation, Omer Rabbi Eliezer Mufar. Why? Mishum of the Kal V'Chomer that we're going to say in a moment, but we'll read it inside here in the Ran, and then we'll see it again. It'll be Chazara. We've already had it previously, so it's actually Chazara right now. In any event, he says, as he's about to explain in the Mishnah, and that is, Le'inyin Hakama, either Rabbi Hino says, in regards to Hakama, it's the exact opposite of the Kal V'Chomer that we're going to use for Hafara. And what's the Kal V'Chomer that Rabbi Eliezer is going to tell us for Hafara? Im Hofer Nidorim Shebo L'Chlal Isur. If the husband is allowed to be made for Nidorim that his wife made. He hears it, Biyom Shamo, and he's made for it. So that works. That the Torah tells us works. Now, those Nidorim already took effect. Shem Chazok and Biyose Shekfar Cholu. They already took effect. So in that situation, if you can be made for something that is strong, that's already taken effect, so certainly, Rabbi Eliezer has a Kal V'Chomer, certainly shouldn't he be able to? Lo Yofer Nidorim. Shouldn't you certainly be able to go and revoke something that hasn't yet taken effect, but will take effect in the future? The lo chamiri kulihai. It's not as strict as something that's already taken effect. So this is Rabbi Eliezer's famous Kal V'Chomer. He says, if you can revoke something that's already taken effect, certainly you should be able to revoke something that hasn't yet taken effect. It's not as strict. But in regards to Akamo, Adarab, it's the exact opposite. Dinhi, the Ashechon, the Nedarim, Shecholu, the Chamire, Motzil Yakume. If a nether that has already taken effect, you could be Makayimit. So then, that doesn't mean that a nether that hasn't taken effect, that you should be able to be Makayimit. So that Kal V'Chomer doesn't work in that way. It's the exact opposite. It's only because the nether's taken effect that you can be Makayimit. But if a nether hasn't taken effect, so who says you can be Makayimit? So the Kal V'Chomer doesn't work the other way. That's why even Rabbi Eliezer holds that Hakama doesn't work going forward. So that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim only in regards to Hafara. Now, Rabbi Eliezer responds back to the Chacham who said Eino Mufar, and he says, "Amar Rabbi Eliezer, back to the Mishnah, Im Hefer Nedarim Shabo L'Chlal Iser, if this Kal V'Chomer that we just said in the Ran, if the husband is allowed to be Mefer in the wife's Nedarim that already are in existence, and that's more Chomer, he can be Mefer that, so then certainly, Lo Yofer Nedarim, shouldn't he certainly be able to be Mefer in Nedarim Shalo Bo L'Chlal Iser, that haven't yet reached the stage of Iser, that's a lower level, so if he can do the higher level, those that are already in effect, he certainly should be able to do those that haven't gone into effect." And this is Rabbi Eliezer's Kal V'Chomer. And now, as we'll see, and the Ran points this out, the Chacham don't disagree with this Kal V'Chomer, but they have a Hekesh. And as the Ran says, in Dibur HaMaschel, Lo Bo L'Chlal Hofer, so the Ran says, the Afagav D'Ika Kal V'Chomer, even though the Chacham agree with this Kal V'Chomer, Rabbi Eliezer, Bal Korchecha Hekeshon HaKosov. Since we're going to have in a moment the Chacham's response, which is a Hekesh in the Pasuk, and that Hekesh can nullify a Kal V'Chomer. A juxtaposition of two ideas in a Pasuk can overcome is stronger than a Kal V'Chomer. So now let's see in the Mishnah. Amar Lo, the Chacham is saying to Rabbi Eliezer, we agree with your Kal V'Chomer. However, Harei Omer, but the Pasuk in the Torah says, Isha. Again, it's a mapike, it means her husband. Isha yikimenu, her husband can be makayim her nedarim. V'isha, again with the mapike, her husband can be mefer her nedarim. So there's a hekesh in this pasuk between yikimenu and yiferenu. So therefore, eshebo l'chlal ha'kein, if something is capable of being makuyim, so then, at the same time, bo l'chlal ha'fer, it could have hafara done to it. In other words, once the woman makes the nether, the husband has a choice. Do I want to be makayim it, or do I want to be mefer it? But Lo Bo L'Chlal Hakim, if it hasn't yet reached the point of Hakim, in other words, she hasn't yet made the nether, so then Lo Bo L'Chlal Hafer, you can't revoke it. In other words, this Hekesh, Isha Yikimenu, V'Isha Yiferenu, is the Chacham's answer to Rabbi Eliezer's Kal V'Chomer. We agree with you, Kal V'Chomer, but the Hekesh knocks it apart. The Hekesh says that only if you are at the stage where you could do Kiyim, in other words, the nether was already made, and you could be Mekayim, and if you wanted to, only then could you be made for it, but not before it's been made. That's the Chacham's response to Rabbi Eliezer. We start the Gemara. The Gemara asks the following shaila. According to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, he barred the asking the base medrash. According to Rabbi Eliezer, mechal cholin uvatlin odilma lo cholin klal. The understanding of Rabbi Eliezer is critical over here, as we'll see in a moment. Lamai nafkamina. What is the nafkamina between these two ideas? So, what are the two ideas? Do we say that Rabbi Eliezer holds that yes, the husband is revoking his wife's future nedarim? So, does that mean that they took effect as soon as she makes it, but instantaneously? Right after she makes it, they're nullified. So the wife says 3 days later, the husband revoked, according to Rabbi Eliezer, her nedarim that she's going to make. And she says, I wish to be a Nazira. So is she a Nazira for a second, and then it's nullified. The revocation now takes effect, but she was a Nazira for a second. And then the revocation takes effect, and she's no longer a Nazira. And that's called Mechal Cholin. It took effect, and Batlin. And then his previous revocation of her nedarim now nullifies this nether a split second after she said it. Or do we say, no, Odilma, lo chol and klal, it never took effect. There was a shield around her, so to say, and no nether can even get off the ground. The Gemara says the obvious question, lamai nafkamina, it doesn't sound to us like there's any practical difference between these two. What difference does it make if it took effect for a second and then it's gone, or it never took effect and it's gone? So practically speaking, she wasn't in a zero. She couldn't even have the time to put a grape in her mouth if she wanted to. It's not taking effect either way, that she could be over it. So what's the nafkamina, whether we say mechel cholin ubatlin, that it took effect and immediately got revoked, or that it never took effect at all, odim lo cholin klal. So we turn to ayin hei omid beis, and we explain, kigon, the nafkamina would be, in a situation, the itvis achrina bohodein nidra. As the Mefarish says over here in the top line, kigon, for example, the woman says, shenadra binazir, the Amra Harini Nazira. A woman sees a Nazir going by and says, I want to be a Nazir like that guy. Bishama Ishacher, and somebody else hears her, and he says, Vyomer, Vaani Kemo Kach, and me too, like her. Now, the Nafkamina would be, if you say, Iamris Chalin, that her nether took effect and she's a Nazira, albeit only for a second, and then the Naziris goes away, so then, Havya Tvisusa. His other person said, I want to be like her. So she was a Nazir, a Nazira, albeit for a second. So he's a Nazir. Well, that's in a moment. Well, why not then just for a second and she'll go away? So we'll ask that in a second. The Ran asked that question. But in essence, if she is a Nazira, albeit only for a second, Havya Tvisusa, this other guy who says, and me like her, Vani Kemokach, then takes effect. Or do we say, no, I'mris lo chol? If you say, no, it never got off the ground, when she says Hari Nazira, there's a shield around her, and it doesn't even take effect in the first place, because that's Rebbe Eliezer's opinion, so then, lo ika mishasha, there's nothing here, and therefore the other guy, when he says, vani kamo kach, well, she's nothing, so therefore you're nothing as well, in terms of Naziris. My. The Gemara asks, what is the halacha? Now, I pointed out, the Ran, and this Ran is found on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, in Dibur HaMaskel, I Amris Chaylin, asked two questions. He said, we learned previously in Amasecht on Daf Yud Aleph, where if a person, hechad demor nach bosor shlomim, li'achas zrikas domim, he has done the zrika, and now the carbon shlomim is no longer hektish, the animal's meat is now able to be eaten by anybody, and somebody else comes along and says, v'hit v'zbei bosor acher, and he says, this bosor that I have should be like that shlomim. Now, this should be like that. So this Basar Shlomim is no longer kachim, so to say, in the sense that it can be eaten by everybody. So what is the status of this other piece of meat that he has? So do we say, and it's going to have the status of this before the Zrika, and therefore it is hektish? Or do we say, no, that it takes effect when he says, this should be like that, so it takes effect when it's shari, when it's already permissible? And we answered over there, Umaskana, the Behtera Kamatvis, that we go on the last thing. So if you're saying it goes on the last thing, so then the question that the Ran asks is, this man, when he says, I should be like her, well, she's no longer a Nazira, so if you want to be like her, then you're also not a Nazir. What's the Gemara's question? So he gives the Teretz, the Ran says, Ikla Meimar, that we're dealing over here, the Lo Domi, it's not the same. The Shiny Hossam, back with the meat cakes and Dafid Aleph, the Omar is Zeh Kozeh, I should be like this. And that means what it is right now. Mishum hachi aminon de kamoshu ze achshav. So it should be like this meat right now, which is no longer pure hektish. It's able to be eaten by a regular person. As opposed to when he says, the gentleman in our case says, I want to be a Nazira like her. So that's when she was a Nazira, he's saying. Not when she is right now. As he said, it's when she's a Nazira. And therefore, the question could be, does it make him into a Nazir or not? That's the question. Do we say that it is mechal cholin ubatlin or lo cholin klau? That's question number one that the Ran asks. Then the Ran asks, umakshu su, a few lines down the Ran, he says, we also had on earlier in our Gemara, on daf chavav, as well as on daf samach vav, the following, where a person says, hareini nazir, v'shama chaveiro, v'amar, v'ani, and you have A saying, I'm a nazir, B saying, I want to be like A, C saying, I want to be like B, and we said that if in the middle of this progression, let's say you have A, B, C, and D. So if C is matir his nether, so then D falls off. If B was matir the nether, then C and D fall off. And if A was matir nether, then C, B, C, and D all fall off, because each one is totally on the other one. So over here too, when this man says, I want to be like her, well, once her nether is nullified, even if it took effect, so his should be nullified. So what's your question? How does the fact that even if you want to hold that mechal cholin ubatlin, so the second person, that's not a nafkamina, because whether her nether never took effect or whether her nether did take effect, it should be nullified. That's the Ran's question. And the Ran says, no, there's a difference. In that situation, there was hataras nedarim. And here we're dealing with hafaras nedarim by the husband. And this is a fundamental difference, which we've talked about a little bit, but we'll have more discussion of it right now. And that is when a beis din, a rabbi, is a matir neder, he uproots it, me'ikara. It's no longer present at all. It never was present. And in the case on daf chavav, and on daf samach vav, and in the Gemara, in Nazir, on daf chav, that's the scenario where a rabbi, a beis din, was a matir neder. So it's as if there never was an original neder. Whereas in our case, it's the husband who's being mefer her nedarim. And a husband, it's only mikan ulahaba. Anything, the woman makes an eder, and it's an effect. And even though the husband subsequently goes and is mefer that nether, so let's say she makes the nether at 10 o'clock in the morning, for 10 to 12, that nether's effect. She says, I won't eat apples. So from 10 to 12, she's asked to eat apples. Her husband hears about it at 12 o'clock and says, nope, I want you to eat apples. I'm mefer the nether. So if she eats an apple at 1 o'clock, she's not over any isser. But if she eats an apple at 11 o'clock, even though subsequently at 12 o'clock her husband was made for it, she was over her nether. She was mechal her nether. And therefore, she would be held liable to Malkis if she did it on purpose. And she's doing a sin. So therefore, there's a difference between hataras nedarim from the Beis Din and hafaras nedarim from the father or from the husband. And therefore, in those situations, it's only mikanu lahaba. And therefore, that's the distinction between our case where it makes a difference if she is really a nazira and the man says, I want to be like her as a nazira. So then, if it's mechal cholin ubatlin, so it's only batel a second later. And when she said, I'm a nazira, it's chal, and therefore the man says, I'm like her, and it's actually chal. Unless you say, lo chol and klal. If it's not chal at all, so then when he says, I want to be like her, it never was chal at all. So therefore, we now understand the question, lemai nafka mina. Starts off and says first, Toshma. Again, we're back on Ayin Hey, Omid Beis, three lines from the top. Toshma, we learned in our very Mishnah, Omer Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer's Kal v'chomer to the chacham was as follows. Im hefer nedarim shebo l'chlal iser. If the husband is able to be mefer nedarim that are already chal, and they're stronger because they're already chal, he can be mefer something that's already chal, so certainly kal v'chomer, can't he be able to, lo yofer nedarim, shouldn't he certainly be able to be mefer nedarim, shelo bo l'chlal iser, that never were at the point of being oser. Now what do we see from here? The Gemara says, shma mina lo cholin, because it says, shelo bo l'chlal iser. And the simple way to understand this, and we see it in the Ran in Dibra Matzu Toshma Armahem Eliezer. And the Ran explains as follows, Nir Be'enai, this is his opinion. The Mishum Hachi, from this proof that Rabbi Eliezer gave to the Chachamim, from this Kal v'chomer, Mashmalei, it should be clear to us the Lo Chaylin, that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that not that the Neder is Chal, and then it goes away a second later, but it never got off the ground at all. Why is that? The Lo Chaylin. Because Nihi, the Lishna de Masnisen, lo diek hachi, technically the Mishnah didn't say which is which. Hagos Fitzyudim has the following gears. He says, Afagav, the Lishna de Masnisen, lo diek hachi, even though you can't see clearly from the Mishnah, nevertheless, it is clear, the Bishlomo, if you're telling me, I Amris lo chaylin, if you're telling me that the Neder never took effect at all, and the opinion, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is that when the man is made for the future in the Nedarim that she makes, they never get off the ground at all. And then we understand the Kal v'chomer, Isa le Kal v'chomer. Why is that? Because the E hafara mivatelis Nedarim shecholu kfar, if you're telling me that it's able to be made for Nedarim that already took effect, so then kol shekein dema'akva shelo yicholu, and that the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Eliezer is, if the husband can be made for Nedarim that took effect, so he certainly should be able to be made for Nedarim that haven't yet taken effect. So in that situation, they're not chal. Shelo bo was the language that he used. So therefore, they weren't bo l'chlal iser. So that means that they never took effect. Not that they took effect and got revoked. Because i'amris dechaylin ubatlin, if you're telling me that they were actually chayl and now they're mavutul, so then there's no kal v'chomer. That's exactly what the kal v'chomer was. Kal v'chomer says, since a husband can normally revoke his wife's Nedarim, after she's made them, he should be able to prevent them in the first place and revoke them before they're made. But if you're telling me that his opinion is chaylin ubatlin, so then even now, when he's prophylactically, so to say, saying any nedarim that you make will be moved for in the future, but they actually take effect. So that's the same thing. It's not a kal v'chomer. My kal v'chomer. Even the chaylin, if they're already chal, and then they fall off a minute later, Hari bo l'chlal iser. So then they did come to the klal iser. And the kal v'chomer was lo yofer nedarim. Shouldn't he be able to be nefer nedarim? Shelo bo l'chlal iser. That they never took effect. Therefore, shma mino lo cholim. Therefore, this we want to say is a raya that they're not chal at all. There's like a shield around her. Once the husband says, I'm in the future, according to Rabbi Eliezer, being made for all your nedarim. And that works, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, they never took effect at all. But Gemara says, lav dafka, not necessarily so. Look at the words carefully. Miktani she'enon bon, that they'll never take effect? No. Shelo boktani means at this point in time, because it's before she made the nether, they haven't taken effect. But adayin lo bo, they haven't taken effect yet, but they will take effect. Once she says it, it will take effect, and then it's bottled a minute later, a second later. So therefore, we have no raya from the argument, the kal v'chomer that Rabbi Eliezer gave, as to which way it is. Do we say chaylin umevatlin or lo chaylin all? No raya. Try again. Toshma. In the following brisa, the brisa reiterates a little bit what our Mishnah said. It gives us a little bit more detail. Amar lehen Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer tells the chachamim, Uma b'makom she'ein mefer nidre atzmo. Here the Braisa tells us the following. The argument that Rabbi Eliezer says to the Chacham is, in a situation where a husband can't be made for his own nidorim, ma b'makom she'ein mefer nidre atzmo, if a person makes a neder, he can't be made for it himself. He has to go to a beis din for ataras nedarim. So even though he made a neder, he can't be made for it. But mokum she'ein mefir nidrei atzmo mishenoder. Once he made a neder, he can't be nullifying it himself. He has to go to a beis din. Nevertheless, he's able to be made for his own nedarim for the future. Made for nidrei atzmo atzlo yidar. He can be made for himself any nedar he makes in the future. Where do we know that? If you remember, the Ram points out, we learned this in Kol Nidre. This was learned early in the Masechta on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. In Dibur Maskel, Mefer Nidre Yatzmo Achlo Yidar, like we learned there in Perek Arbo Nidarim. If a person doesn't want any nedarim to make in the future to be effective, so he should stand up in Rosh Hashanah and say, "Kol nidrei." The Yomer, "Kol nedarim shani otzid lidar, you've batlin." Any nedarim that I make should be batel. So therefore, a person can't be made for nedarim that he already made, but he can be made for nedarim that he will make. So too, makom shemay for nidrei ishto mishadidar. If the husband could go be made for the nedarim that his wife already made, certainly ain't odin. Shouldn't it be a kav chomer? Shiof in nidrei ishto ashlo didar. He should be able to go be made for the wife's nedarim before she makes them. Now, my love, the ishto, dumya delay. Now, shouldn't it be the same exact thing? Just like for himself, he can only be made for nedarim that he's going to make. So his wife, he's made for nedarim that she's going to make. So my love, the ishto, dumya delay. Just like him, ma hu delo chaylin, his own neder doesn't take effect and then gets nullified. It doesn't get off the ground. So when you say kol nidre, the nedarim that you're making don't get off the ground. So too, compare it to his wife. When he's made for his wife's nedarim, prophylactically, before she makes them, they never get off the ground, and therefore, shma mina, afishto nami delo chaylin. Let's bring a raya from this brisa that the wife's nedarim never got off the ground. And therefore, the answer to one nafkamina, if another person sees her, and he says, Omar, vani kmo kach, so he would be nothing, because she is not a nazira even for a second. Or again says, lav dafka lo, that's not a raya. The two dinam are different. Ha'ka di'isa, v'ha'ka di'isa. The man can't be made for his own nedarim that he already made, but can be made for prophylactically any future draw by saying kol nidre. And those never get off the ground. But who says for his wife? If he's made for his wife's nedarim, like Rebbe Leza says, you can do prophylactically. You can make the neder. Any nedarim that she's going to make, I want to have them move for right now. So maybe they do take effect, but they're nullified a second later. You can't bring me a raya. Ha'ka di'isa. The two could be totally different. So therefore, that's not a good teretz. Try one more time. Toshma, we bring a raya from the following brisa. Now there's two girsos in this brisa, maybe even three. The Ran brings down as his first girsa, the way that we're going to learn it. The Art Scroll has chosen to learn the second girsa in the Ran. We're going to try to mention the second girsa in the Ran, but we're going to primarily learn the first girsa in the Ran. So the girsa is as follows. Omer lo l'Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim tell Rebbe Eliezer, and you can see there's four lines on the bottom in the Ran, by Dibro Maskul Toshma, Omer lo l'Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim taught Rebbe Eliezer in regards to your Kav HaChomer, and they say, Mikva Yochiach. I'm reading from the Ran. They have a different gersa than what we have. And the Ran's gersa is as follows. Mikva Yochiach. The din that I'm about to tell you, the Chachamim tell Rebbe Eliezer, is going to prove us right. Shemalin Esatmeim, a mikvah can make a person who's tamei tahar, u mitumasan, from a person who's tamei goes into the mikvah becomes tahar. However, the eino matzil al hatahorim milatame, but it doesn't. If a person goes to the mikvah, it doesn't give him everlasting protection. Right? You put on a protective layer on something, so then if it gets dirty, you just wipe it off and it's clean again. So a mikvah works to take off the tumah that you have, but it can't work to prevent you from getting tamei. So I can't go to the mikveh now and say, I'm going to touch a sheretz in an hour, but that sheretz will be nullified because I already went to the mikveh now. It doesn't work that way. And that's what the Ran tells us. Kach hagirsa b'mitzas ha-svarim. This is the girsa in a number of svarim, in some of the svarim. And this is b'pirish harav r'baruch zal. And this is his understanding. V'hochi amri lei, the chachamim say l'Rebbe Eliezer. This is the argument that the chachamim make to Rebbe Eliezer. As follows. Hechi danto kal v'chomer, how could you judge your kal v'chomer sheyosu royal is batel mashal ochal isuro? That which you're saying, that the man should certainly be able to revoke the future nedarim of his wife if he's able to revoke the nedarim which is already made. Isuro adayin mimash shekvar chal. So that's what your argument, Rebbe Eliezer, was. And the Chacham respond to him and say, no, mikvah yochiach, the din of the mikvah will prove you wrong. Why is that? Shemitar, I'm on an ayin vav of an aleph in the Ran. Shemitar es hatzmeim achash yod lem tumah. That if a person is tameh, going to the mikvah can remove that tumah. ve'eino matzel al ha-torum, but it doesn't protect you from future tumah that you might get by going to the mikvah. So the mikvah makes you tar now, but it doesn't work an hour after you're in the mikvah, an hour after you come out of the mikvah. Shim toval ba'odu tar, if a person goes to the mikvah when he's tar, lo mahanyele, it doesn't help him, this tefillah, shelo yovu lidei tumah, it won't help him to prevent him from becoming tumah, im yiga achakach b'sharetz, if he were to touch a sharetz. Adrabba, darshina b'sifri, and it really should be the sifra, mi v'hanogeya b'niv losom yitmah. If you touch the nevela, you become tummy. And Hillel Omer, Hillel says about that, afilu heim b'soch hamayim, even if they're in the water. So you still can become tummy. So being in the mikvah won't help you. And therefore, shma mino lo chaylin. We can learn out. Here's what we tried to do. The chachamim, by the response to Rabbi Akiva from this brisa regarding a mikvah, it must be that shma mino lo chaylin. And let's look at the Ran now on Ayin Vav Amidala. The Ramasu Shmami Lo Chaylin. The Ha Amrulo. This is what the Chacham said to him. Mikvah Yochiach. The mikvah will prove this din that the woman never had the neder and it falls off a second day afterwards. No, the neder never was chal. Why is that? Because mikvah Yochiach. The din of mikvah will prove this. She'eno Matzil. Mikvah can't prevent you from becoming coming in the future. Alma. Lefum Kal V'Chomer Rebbe Eliezer. According to the Kal V'Chomer Rebbe Eliezer, Hayu Royal a mikvah shiatzel. A mikvah should work. Again, the Kal V'Chomer Rebbe Eliezer was, if it works on something that's already chal, it should work on something that wasn't yet chal. So then the similar Kal V'Chomer should be, if it works on somebody who's tameh, it should work on somebody to prevent it from coming tameh. V'lo yavo tovel l'chlal tumah. And based upon this Kal V'Chomer, it should be that the mikvah should work prophylactically to prevent you from becoming tummy in the sheretz when you touch it now later. Just like Yechad the Baal, Ma'akev Nidre Yishto Shalo Yicholu. Just like the wife's nether should never get on. Oh, and therefore, this is a raya. The Chachamim should bring a raya against Rebbe Eliezer to the idea that the nether is not chal at all. Now, that's the first version. The Ran gives the second version. But let's continue within the first version. Continuing the Gemara, and we turn to Ayin Vav Amud Aleph now in the Gemara. Eima Seifa, but look at the Chachamim. The Chachamim now say back to Rebbe Eliezer, no, that's really not the good proof over there. You can't say Shmami no lo chaylin, because from the Seifa of this Brisa, you can bring a proof that in fact Shmami no chaylin. What is that? Because Amud Aleph Rebbe Eliezer, in the Seifa of this Brisa, they had a different argument with Rebbe Eliezer, and they said as follows. Im matbilin kli tomei li tar. If you put a kli that's tomei into the mikvah, it becomes tar, so then certainly you should be able to do yatbilu kli, you should be able to immerse a kli in the mikvah, likashi tomei li tar. That if it were to become tomei in the future, it would be staying tar. Now, that's the Kal V'Chomer. Just like you're saying, if you can revoke the Nedarim of your wife that already are Chal, so you certainly should be able to revoke those in the future. So to over here, if the Kli becomes Tar in the Mikvah, it's already Tameh, so certainly by putting the Kli in the Mikvah, it will prevent it from becoming Tameh in the future. So, Shma Mino Chaylin, here it's the exact opposite. From the Seifa, you should be able to bring a Raya that it is Chal, because Yatbilu Kli Chishe Yitameh. When it does become tame, in other words, it is tame, it will instantly, a second later, become tar. But what do you see from the Sefer? That they hold that it does become tame. So therefore, clearly, the case would be chaylin and then ubatlin. So the implication of the Reisha is that shmami lo chaylin. And the implication of the Sefer is shmami lo chaylin. So we have a problem. So the Gemara answers, Amre, the Beis Medrash, they said, Rabbanon lo kaimi lohom b'taimi the Rebbe Eliezer. How could the Chacham be arguing both sides of the coin? Chaylin or lo chaylin? So in essence, the Gemara is saying that the Beis Medrash, they said, Amre, they didn't know. Lo kaimi lohom b'taimi the Rebbe Eliezer. They didn't really understand what Rebbe Eliezer's shita was. Is it chaylin, ubatlin, or lo chaylin at all? And this is what they said in the Reisha and in the Sefer. They said, whatever your shita is, chaylin, ubatlin, or lo chaylin at all, we still don't like your Kal V'Chomer. My sviruloch, what do you hold? If you say is sviruloch, the chaylin ubatlin, even if you say chaylin ubatlin, so then tehevei kli tiyuvtach. So then the case of the kli should prove you wrong, because the kli is certainly kishli yitame litar, and therefore it can't be chaylin ubatlin, because nobody holds like that. The kli doesn't become tame and then become tar. So ilosulon the chaylin, and if you want to hold like the reisha that you're saying that it doesn't become tame at all, in other words, the nedarim don't take effect at all. So then Tehei mikvah tiyuftech. Then the mikvah should be a kasha against you because the reisha was shmami no lo chaylin, as we just explained. So therefore, you can't bring us a raya to whether Rebbe Elazar's shita is chaylin ubatlin or lo chaylin at all, because from the reisha and same for this brisa, we have two totally different implications, and therefore we can't bring the answer. So finally, the Gemara's can conclude this series of questions with one more Toshma. Again, we're getting to most of the bottom of the daf already, but it's the same sugya, so let's finish it off. Toshma. Following Brisa says, Amar Lehem Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer responds back to the Chachamim and he says to them, what about the case of Zroyim? Uma Zroyim Tmeim. If you have seeds that are Tomei, they're detached from the ground and then they became Tomei, so they can accept Tumah. But then you go plant them. Kivan Shezarin, once you go and plant them in the ground, Bekarka, Kivan Shezarin, Bekarka, Tahorin, they become tar. Now, what do you see? If something that was already Tomei could become tar, so isn't that analogous to the Nadarim she already made, I can be made for them? Then so too, Zeruin, if you plant them in the ground, Zeruin Va'omdim, say certainly Elokoshekin, that they can't become Tomei. If they were Tomei and you plant them, they become tar, so certainly if they're already planted, they're in the ground, they certainly can't become Tomei. Oh, what do you see from here? Shma mino lo chaylin. Oh, here we finally have a good raya that obviously they never were tamei and then became tar again, but in fact they never became tamei, and this is the answer to our question. What does Rebbe Elazar hold? Chaylin ubatlin or lo chaylin? Shma mino lo chaylin. Oh, we finally understand Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar is telling us that in fact when he allows a husband to revoke his wife's nedarim in the future going forward, when I go away on my business trip to when I come back, all your Nadarim should be moved for. So his understanding is they never got off the ground. There's a shield around her, and no Nadarim can take effect that she makes, and in fact, they are lo chaylin. And we've disproved the theory that they were chaylin ubatlin. Now, we went pretty far already on Ayin Vav, Amud Aleph, but let's stop over here. With this, we conclude today's shiur.